Hi, how is everyone's doing? We had great times together today. I happened to join team number 8, and we won almost every game. Where is? Oh, okay. You are awesome. Everyone is awesome over there. How many of you feel that there is the presence of God in the midst? When I worship God, I felt that God is in the midst of us. So tonight, as I promised, it's actually something that I want to share is quite important for all of us to hear. It's about a greater promise. Before we want to receive a greater promise, it is good for us to always listen about a greater promise, a greater things in life. But then, before you can get a greater things, you need to have a good foundations. You cannot expand in your life without having a great foundations. I give you an example. If my daughters ask me, God, Dad, I want a greater promise. I want you to buy me a car. You know, even though I love my daughters, she's only 5 and 14. I'm not going to give her a car because she doesn't have the capacity to drive the car. You and me, God has a greater promise for you. But then the questions will be, are you ready for God to enlarge your hearts? At the beginning of this year, when I pray for my youth group, I'm quite surprised that the message, that the theme for this retreat, this greater promise, I got a word about expansion. God spoke to me when I'm in the prayer about expansions. And then the moment I study about expansions, if you want to have a taller buildings, you need to have a strong foundations. You cannot have a greater promise without having to understand that you all have to be ready. And then, you know, we start doing the expansions. We divide the youth group into 3, and we see a great result. Now, I want to tell you one of the things that, you know, I just got during the worship. But let's just continue on with my sharing. Greater promise. Oh, this is not the one. Oh, okay. Man, okay. All right, I got this verse. Joshua 1, verse 1 to 7. After the death of Moses, the servants of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses 8. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set foot as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon, from the great rivers to all of these countries that is hard to spell. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, there is something profound meaning when God spoke to Joshua about Moses is already passed away. In fact, a month before this, they have already mourned for the death of Moses. They have cried for about a month. And then suddenly God reminds Joshua again that Moses is already passed away. Think about this for a moment. Say that if I pass away a month ago, and then all of you have been crying for a month, or maybe about a week, maybe you cry. I don't know. If have you've been crying for a month. And then you get to see my wife again at Happy Lemon one day. Tomorrow, say, you get to see my wife at Happy Lemons. And then you talk to my wife and you say, My wife's name is Evelyn. Evelyn, which man is already passed away? Isn't it strange? My wife will slap you maybe, right? There is a profound meaning. It means that, you know, God wants to remind Joshua before Joshua, relationship with God is always based upon Moses. Now, when God spoke to you today, He wants us to understand that if you want to enter the promised land, you cannot base your relationship with God based on someone else. You cannot come to the promised land if your relationship with God is based on the retreat. You cannot even go to the promised land if your relationship with God is based on the mood, based on the excitement. Let me tell you this. Just a second, okay? Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Excitement will be gone in life. If you don't believe me, I've been married for 17 years. The first time when I see my wife, man, you know, just when I was able to just look at her, there is this tingling in my heart. You know, I mean, like, just there is this butterfly in me when I see her. But after a few years, I don't know, ask people that get married already. After a few years, those excitement will be gone. It doesn't mean that I do not love my wife. It doesn't mean that my love for her is going to be a little less. But now it changed from excitement to commitment. If your relationship with God now is based on my testimony, as much as I can share to you how great is our God is, as much as you can hear a testimony that God sent some angels to you today, if it is not your testimony, this excitement in the retreat will be gone. As a matter of fact, maybe after a week, this excitement jumping up and down will be gone. But do you have a heart to change from excitement to commitment? There are many times when I actually pray in the morning, I just don't feel like it. It's not like when I wake up in the morning, I feel like, oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Oh, I feel so much about you. I can cry. No. Many times when I come to the church, I don't feel a thing. In fact, if you want me to be honest, I came to the, am I excited at the beginning? I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. But then I get sick on Monday. I get sick on Tuesday. I cannot sleep on Wednesday. And then I am an accountant. By the time on the March 15, I have to get all my jobs done. So am I excited? I'm not really excited. But I am committed. It is not because of my feeling anymore. My feeling says, no, I just don't go. Just ask Fabio to share. Just ask someone else to share. I can just share. I can just tell you that I get sick. But now as a Christian, if you always base your relationship with God based on your mood, based on your excitement, based on the situations in life, you will never see greater things in life. Because, let me tell you this, whatever you do in the secret things, God will reward you publicly. It is more important for you to spend time with God alone building an altar than to be excited in the public, but you never knowing who God is. Let me repeat this once again. Maybe some of you ask me, hey, how can you share this good? You don't know how many times I cry in the morning, how many times I spend time with God. If I do not spend with if I'm not spending my time with God, I cannot stand here because it is not my strength. I cannot do anything without Christ. Tell me, let me tell you that. It is not my strength that makes me able to stand here and share to you, 100 people, maybe 90 people. Man, just to share in front of 2 people, I'm already scared. But whatever things you do, if you want to be successful in the public, you have to practice some things in the secret. It is not when you win the game. It is not about the performance in the game. It is more important for you to do practice than the performance. The performance is one time. But the practice, the sweat, the process, that's where actually people don't see. But let me tell you this. Unless you learn how to build an altar for Christ in the morning, every single day, your Christian's journey will remain the same forever. Let me repeat this once again. I hope and I pray. If you never really want to spend time with God, and you are really depending your relationship upon my sharing, upon someone else's testimony, upon Pastor Sugi pushing you, Fabio pushing you, worship leader kicking you, and sorry. And then if you depend your relationship because someone pushing you, let me tell you here today, you better off not following Christ. Because what I'm about to share to you today, if you want to see a greater promise, you will see a greater giant. If you want to see a greater promise, you are about to see a greater opposition in life. If you never really want to learn, God, I'm tired. I need to check my Instagram in the morning. I need to see how many likes when I post this site, that site, or whatever site in your life. I just don't have time for you, Lord. And then suddenly you said, oh, my life is just suck. It's just like this all the time. Check yourself. Are you spending your time with God? If you're not spending your time with God, it doesn't matter. Even though Benny Hinn, whoever that will preach into your life, you can even see miracles 10 times like Israelites. They see water become blood. I don't think I can do it in here. I never done water into blood, right? But if you see it, it's not even guarantee that you follow Christ like Israelites. I want to prepare you. Don't think about greater things if you do not want to do the secret things. Don't think about some reward in the public. If just to spend with time with God is just like so hard. And for me, let me tell you this. I've been Christians for so long. And let me tell you this. I've been in the retreat so many times. And I've seen jumping up and down. And then I also see the same people that gave life to Christ, some of them have a different journey. There is someone that's overcoming mountains upon mountains upon mountains. And there is also someone that still has the same problems 20 years after I met them. And then, there is this verse that I don't really want to use it anymore. There is so many of us like to use the verse to encourage people like this. But you don't really know the story behind why Paul says something like this. There is no temptations more than what you can bear. God is faithful. He will never give you any burdens more than what you can bear. God is faithful. Think about this for a moment. That's actually a rebuking to Israelites because of stiff neck. Think about this for a moment. Today, you go to the gym, you can only lift up 1 pound. Say this is 1 pound, okay? I go to the gym every day. This is not 1 pound. Imagine, okay, you go to the gym. This is the first time you go to the gym. And then the coach, the coach says, okay, your seems that, you know, you're a bit overweight. Okay, you just do like 1 pound here. And then you said, oh, so tired, 1 pound. Okay? 10 years later, I met you at the gym. Hey, I said. And then say, hey. And then when I see, you are still doing the 1 pound. And then the coach says, oh, it's okay. It's okay. There is no temptations more than what you can bear. It's okay. You can only do 1 pound. It's okay. See, this is not good. Because you don't actually grow. You actually just lift up the same weight over and over again, and you expect a greater things from God. You just pick up the same 1 pound every single week, and you expect your muscle like Arnold. Oh, I want to just look like a six-pack. I want a shortcut. I want to just do 1 pound. Oh, and then so many people encourage you. Oh, it's okay. You just be an usher forever. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to grow. There is actually a misleading words. If you do not learn to expand your life, to expand your heart, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. I'm going to see some of the people that remain the same. 20 years ago, I gave my life to Christ with my good friends. He is the one that shared the gospel to me. He shared about his life. And then I gave my life to Christ because of him. But then he has always a problem that he's always blaming people. You know, he's just like, you know, he has a really bad grade in school. And at work, he's just never learned responsibilities. And after a few years, after 10 years, and then I met him 2 years ago when I was in reunions, he still has the same problems. Do not have a job. Always late at work. And now he's blaming people not understanding him. See, so I want to ask you, check your life. Are you really growing? Or you are actually the same? And then you said, oh, greater things, greater, God just do everything. See, as much as you use that verse for encouragement for people, if you use the same verse to God, it means that if you do not grow, God will not give you something. Am I right or am I right? If you use the same verse, God will not do temptations more than what you can bear. If the temptations is the same all the time, you fail about the same temptations over and over and over and over again. And then you expect something different. See, you know what is the meaning of insane? Insane is doing the same thing and expect a different result. Let me tell you once again. Insanity is doing the same thing and expect a different result. Let me ask you this. This is actually not something even what I want to share. I got this sharing just now when I worship. God asked me this. What do you do in the secret room. What do you do in your secret room will impact your life in the public. If you never really learn to spend and to love Christ, to just, you know what? I just want to come to worship you, Lord. I just don't care. I just want to bow down before you. I just want to worship you. I just want to adore you. I just want to love you. And you spend time with God. You cry in Him. And all of a sudden, mountain upon mountains, challenges upon challenges, giants upon giants, and suddenly people will see you from chicken killer to become a giant killer. If you don't even know who wants to kill the bears and the lions, when you become a shepherd, how could you build kill Goliaths? Right? If you don't want to fight, if you always run away from problems and then you blame your pastor, you blame everybody else, God will never give you giants in your life if just the small things in this life, we complain a lot. Oh, Lord, no, let him be the one that do the testimony. Let me tell you this. Maybe you don't believe me or not. This is the first time I'm in the retreat. Maybe you think that I've been in the retreat, I have so many experiences. No, this is my first time. And do you think I'm not nervous? I am. Do you think I'm not scared? I am scared. But I always know the God that I serve is bigger than my scare. If I'm just living a life, no, I just want to be comfortable with my youth group, 10 to 15 people. I just want to be comfortable with them. As much as I told them about expansion, I myself needs to be expanded. As much as I preach to all of you, I never really do this. I never really do it. I always, when I share maybe in church one time. Last year in the reunions, I never really share in front of the reunions, but I keep always wanting to do it. Because this is a secret I want you to know. Please listen to me. What you do for God spiritually, in the church, being a servant to the other people around you, God will honor you in the public. Whatever things that you bind on earth will be bind in heaven. Whatever you release your anointing on earth will be released in heaven. If you never really want to go beyond what God has already in store in your life, you keep running away, God will always give you the same problems. Because unless you can pass that test, unless you can go through to the next level, you will always be the same thing again. If you cannot kill bears, if you cannot kill lion, and if you run away from bear and lions, maybe God will give you fox. And then if fox, you cannot do it, maybe like a small cat. Or at least something that makes you know that you're an overcomer. But let me ask you, what have you overcome? Oh, I am an overcomer. I am the winner. What do you win? Oh, I'm great in God. What do you, okay, what are you great about? And I have my own story. I am from drug addict. I'm a junkies. And now I own a company. And when I share, I'm an accountant. I have many clients. When I share, people actually write down. So many of the owners of the business, when I do the seminars about accounting and financial, I was also amazed. They're sitting down like you and always looking for my wisdom. And you know what? I don't even know. I'm just a drug addict before, right? I'm just nothing. My job is only going back to the secret rooms, especially when I'm having a hard time. My job is only to meet Christ and say, you know what, God? I love you. That's it. And for that particular reasons, this is actually the secret for all of you. If you want to go to the promised land, you must learn to spend your time with God. Because if not, there are so many retreats that you are going to see. There are so many speakers that you are going to listen. But will you be in the same position next time or not? It's really depending on you. Amen? Okay. Be strong and courageous. Do you know why God have to repeat this 3 times? You never really actually learn Joshua. I began to dig deep about Joshua. What is going on about this story? And then I find out, do you know how many kings that Joshua is going to face in the promised land? How many of you can guess? 5? 10? 10. What about you, Josh? 16. Anybody else? There are 31 giants in the promised land. Look at later, Joshua 12, verse 7. 31 kings. Jericho is the first one. There are 30 more kings after Jericho. Are you going to stop in Jericho? Are you going to stop in Ai? Are you going to stop somewhere? The greatest enemy of great, listen to me carefully, is good. The greatest enemy of great is good. Oh, I'm already good enough. I'm good enough with God. I speak in tongues so many times, and I'm good. I'm a charismatic leader, so I'm good. I'm good. But I want to challenge all of you. There are greater things in there. To be a great winner, you must beat a greater opposition. To be a champion of your life, you must master what I'm saying today. Be strong. Be courageous. You are going to see many giants in your life. Do not blame anybody else. Do not blame something in your past. Do not blame anybody else for seeing the problems. Let me tell you, in every single problems in our life, when you spend time with God, there is always two sides. If you see it from your perspective, this is bothering you so much. I don't like these problems. It's more responsibility for me in my life. I don't like this. But if you see from God's perspective, this is challenge is actually to prepare me for my next challenge. But if you stop in this, you complain in here, you will never see something that God will prepare you in the next journey. You will stop right there, and your testimony is going to be a testimony that was happening 20 years ago. No more new testimony in your life because you stopped. Joseph, when I think I put it in here, or I'm not. I have told you these things. Even Jesus said something like this: so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Tell your neighbors, in this world, you will have troubles. Life is not easy. Life is not easy. But Jesus have overcome the world. If you never want to spend time with Jesus, you will never overcome the world. Genesis 42, verse 21. Hopefully I have my Wi-Fi. This will be my last, because I know we will have a Holy Spirit. Genesis 42, verse 21. This is at the beginning, the life of Joseph. Speaking among themselves, they said, this is the brothers, said what happened when they sold Joseph. Clearly, we are being punished because of what we did to Joseph long ago. We saw his anguish, his crying. When he pleaded for his life, please do not sell me, do not sell me. But we would not listen. That's why we are in this trouble. See, when Joseph was being sold to the house of Potiphar, and then as his life become, you know, when he's in Potiphar's house, when he's become accustomed in there, he's become a leader in there. And then you know how many people are in Potiphar's house? It's about 20 to 50. Joseph become the leaders. He gets comfortable, right? Suddenly, he was put into prisons. He's not complaining at all. What did he do in the prisons? He becomes a leader in the prisons. In that prisons, it has thousands of people. He's not complaining in the prisons. And then when God anointed him to be in the positions in Egypt, then he knows how to take care of millions of people. You cannot take care of millions of people without knowing how to take care of 20 people. There is no shortcut in the process. You cannot jump from level 1 to level 10 by a shortcut. But it is step by step by step by step. Do you know that your God is great? I want you to all have a great mindset about your God. Because as much as whatever it is, if you are ready to be enlarged by God, I'm pretty sure the next time if we met, there are going to be many, many giants that you are going to share, because God has done something great in your life. Amen. So I just want to share that in my last sessions tonight. I want you to be able to put this in my heart. I have so much sharing, but then God wants me suddenly to share about this. Maybe last verse is this. This is Hebrews 5:11. In fact, though many of you by these times, you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish what is good and evil. And I want to just close with this. I hope and I pray that all of you will see the potential. You know, your God is just awesome. If he can make me to be in the positions where I am. Again, it is not because of my skill. It is not because of my abilities, but it is all because His grace and mercy in my life. I pray that you develop a commitment to run back to God, to seek His face, because if you put His kingdom first, everything will be added in your life. Amen. I want to pray for you before we do a Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you, Lord, for tonight. I have spoken the words that you want me to speak. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you elevate each and every one of us, oh God. Because I know and I know and I know for sure that your plan is greater than we ever imagines. Even your word says that for you can do more than what we ever think. For you are awesome, God, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us tonight. It is not a condemnation, oh God, but it is a persuasion to go to the next level, to the next promise. And I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will make them believe that the most important thing in life is the time when we spend with you in the secret room, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one of us. I pray, Holy Spirit, you begin to speak. You begin to fill each and every one of us tonight, oh God. Let your spirit gently move us. Thank you once again, oh God. We just want to adore you. We just want to magnify you, Lord. And through this worship tonight, I pray that you may touch each and every one of us. In mighty Jesus' name, we pray.